Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 14. This is letter number 5153. Baruch Hashem, the 22nd day of Shabbat, Tovshin Yudzayim, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing the Torah V'chosiv, the title of Reuven Tzvi, Fegelstock in Montreal. Shalom Uvracha. And the Rebbe says, I'm responding to the letter in which you notify about purchasing of the home and, you know, going and the complete thing, I guess, went through. This was already the closing. The Gemar Shaloi means the closing, that they closed it. So the Rebbe blesses him that it should be in a good and auspicious time. But the Rebbe says also, the Rebbe says, to acquiring spiritual homes, based on the explanation in the Hasidic Drushin, the Maimorim, the Hasidic teaching at length. The Rebbe references the Likutei Torah and the Siddur, the Ramaschim, Nizmah Shulchan Aruch Sabayis, Amashim Maim Rabim, different places in which it talks about what does it mean to acquire spiritual homes. But the Rebbe also says, he prays for him also on the literal level, that it should be a beautiful home, which a beautiful home, the Talmud says, widens the mind of a person that live in there. If you live in a nice home, then your mind is opened up wider. And then, when the mind is wide, then all of the needs are ready for them as needed and in a wide way. The Rebbe basically benches him, blesses him to have everything is not built a beautiful home, so he'll have all the physical needs, whatever they need, and in a wide way, comfortable way. So, and the Rebbe says, we can also understand that there's a prayer that we say, Merubim tzorche amcha v'daitom kitzora. It means that the needs of your people are a lot. That's the language of the prayer. And their minds are narrow, meaning we have two problems. First of all, we have lots of needs, and we don't have enough capacity. But the Hasidic translation is, when is there a lot of needs? When do we feel a lot of needs? If we have a short mind. In other words, if we think big, then our needs are not, then we don't have all those needs. The needs come because we are short of mind, because we're not really. So, but the Rebbe says, so it's understood, that when your mind, when your mind is wide, then your needs are not so big. Then you see everything that you have, and in a wide way, and everything works out in the best way possible. And the Rebbe says, maybe apparently in those days, even today, buying a home was a big undertaking to make the payments, to support the the taxes, whatever else there is that goes along with it. So the Rebbe blesses him that everything should be in a wide way. And the Rebbe says, without difficulties, without obstacles, without halomis. And the Rebbe says, you should be able to give good news in the above, and also in your activities, in the kosher education, the Chabad kosher education. He was involved in teaching in the school of the Montreal. That is the gateway to bringing down good in all of your personal matters and also bringing up the Torah mitzvah. So the blessings comes through that gate, which is your gate is education, Hasidic kosher education. That brings down the blessings, and that's the way the Torah mitzvahs go up, is through that gate. The Rebbe says, I'm looking forward for the good news. The Rebbe also confirms receiving his letter of the 13th to 18th of Shvat. And the Rebbe says, make a dedication for the house, the new house, a Chassidish Vabrengen, for success, Begashmis Viruchnis. And there's a reference over here to the Torah Oir, in which the talks about Im Daitum Kitzara Merubim Tzarcha Amcho, what the Rebbe talked about before. The Rebbe basically takes the opportunity when he bought a new home to wish him also to acquire new homes on a spiritual level. And the Rebbe lays that generally that this should be in a wide way, without difficulties. And the Rebbe says, you have the gateway. Your gateway for your blessings is through your education. That's your gateway, and also for your elevation.